Welcome to Native America Calling. From Studio 49 in Albuquerque, I'm Tara Gatewood. We hope you're ready for the blues, the music that is. Here's a sample of our October music maker, Twice as Good.
Tell Automatic Slim, tell Razor Toting Jim, tell Butcher Knife Toting Nanny, tell Fast Talking Fanny.
And we want you to tell everyone you know, it's time for some more great music here on Native America Calling. We'll be visiting with the band Twice as Good right after the news.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez in Anchorage, Alaska. Get Out the Native Vote efforts are being discussed at the Elders and Youth Conference in Anchorage. A voting video premiered this week, produced by the First Alaskans Institute, which puts on the conference.
I'm turning out to vote for Native rights.
I'm Adair, and I'm turning out to vote for subsistence hunting and fishing rights.
First Alaskans Institute President Liz Medicine Crow says the video encourages early voting. She says this year there are 128 new early voting sites in rural Alaska.
In rural Alaska, with the cycles of our life and our way of life in terms of hunting, fishing, and gathering, we're busy all the time. That makes it more challenging for us to make a date like November 4th, which is the general election date. So early voting opened on October 20th. And you can vote all the way through in early voting through November 4th. So you have now an additional 14 days to have your voice heard.
Participants over 18 were challenged to go vote, and younger people were asked to encourage a family member. All attendees can cast a conference ballot, which demonstrates the voting process. Medicine Crow says everyone has a voice.
When we turn out to vote, we're forcing the system to include our voices, and the more power that we have within the system, the more power we have to change the system. We want our young people to be prepared for that moment when they turn 18, and the first thing they're excited to do is vote.
Ballots will be counted and results reported. Members of the Tanana 4-H group stood up Tuesday and called on elders to recognize and do something about issues like sexual abuse and drugs. 15-year-old Linda asked people to vote against a ballot initiative to decriminalize marijuana in the state.
Right now, we can't fill jobs because of having marijuana in our systems. Imagine what this will lead to our workforce. Imagine the high cost of medical and education that will follow the legalization of marijuana. I beg of you to protect our children and our loved ones by voting no on ballot measure 2.
The Elders and Youth Conference ends today. U.S. Senator John Tester, chair of the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs, recently met with Minnesota tribes and at the same time campaigned for Senator Al Franken. Melissa Townsend reports.
Minnesota is home to 4 Dakota communities and 7 Ojibwe tribes. On Sunday, Senator Tester visited the Red Lake Nation and the White Earth Reservation, the 2 most populous Ojibwe tribes in the state. Senator Franken joined him for this leg of the trip.
Al sits on the Indian Affairs Committee, and he's a great asset because he brings this Minnesota perspective.
Franken won his Senate seat in 2010 in an extremely tight race that ended in a 9-month-long recount effort. In that election, he won the majority of the votes in the precincts that include the Red Lake and White Earth reservations. Lorna Legue with the White Earth Tribal Government says there is a widespread support for Franken again this year.
When he came to visit, we had a list of issues that we addressed with him, and he was fully aware of those issues. He has always been a good advocate for White Earth.
White Earth Tribal Chairwoman Irma Visner has even endorsed him. Franken says that's why he wants to get out the tribal vote.
I've worked so hard on behalf of our tribes that, you know, I probably will be getting a large majority of the vote from Indian country, and that's why we're trying to encourage people to turn out.
White Earth's Lorna Legue says she's working hard to make that happen. I'm Melissa Townsend.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kawanic Broadcast Corporation, with offices in Anchorage, Alaska. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, and the Ford Foundation, and by the law firm of Sanosky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller & Munson, advocating Native American interests throughout the United States, with offices in New Mexico, California, Alaska, and Washington, D.C.
National Native News brings you information from around Indian country and the world. Find out how to reach our listeners while also supporting this program by visiting nativenews.net.
Science, technology, engineering, and math students thrive at New Mexico Tech. Personalized instruction, rigorous curricula, undergrad research opportunities. New Mexico Tech, where the smart kids go. Info in Winds of Change magazine or visit nmt.edu. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
This is Native America Calling. I'm your host, Tara Gatewood. Blues lovers, today is your day. The Pomo musicians that we've invited to be our October music makers truly know the ins and outs of your favorite musical genre, and they're ready to get everybody moving today. And in the next hour, you'll hear from the father and son duo that make up the band, Twice as Good. And they're with us live from California, and they're eager to tell us more about their new album, That's All I Need. Also today, when you call in and make it on air, you'll get an extra treat, a CD courtesy of the band. And the number to connect with us is 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. And we want you to tell us what you think about the music. And now, for the blues. Here's Twice as Good's song, Everything's Gonna Be All Right, off of their album, That's All I Need. The latest from Twice as Good. They are our music maker this month. And if you like what you're hearing, call us right now. Tell us about it. They are on the line with us. We're going to go ahead and enjoy this full track today. It's such good music. Blues lovers, call us right now. 1-800-996-2848. All music lovers, call us. Tell us what you think about the music. You'll get a CD too. 1-800-99-NATIVE. Back to the music.
It's gonna be alright. Yeah.
you are hearing one of the tracks off of the album That's All I Need by Twice as Good. And if it's something you need in your music collection, call us right now. First 10 callers who make it on air get a complimentary CD from the band. And the number to reach out to us is also 1-800-99-NATIVE. And let's go ahead and bring in the men behind the sound from Santa Rosa, California. It's Paul Stewart. Also with us in Lake Fort, California, is Rich Stewart. And both of them are Pomo and members of the Elam Indian Colony of Northern California. Rich and Paul, welcome to Native America Calling. And gentlemen, the phone lines are ringing off the hook, and we want them to ring some more. Call us 1-800-99-NATIVE. And Rich, go ahead and just bring us into the hour. Say hello to Native America.
Good morning, Native America. How you guys doing?
We're doing good, especially with that music going. Paul, any greetings you want to put out to the folks?
Yeah, hello, everybody. And like one of our other songs, we say, early in the morning till late at night. Have a lot of fun till you feel all right.
Right on. Well, gentlemen, people are eager to talk with you. We're going to go ahead and open up these phone lines here. Again, you can connect with us, 1-800-99-NATIVE. Let's go ahead and go to Gilbert in Farmington, New Mexico, tuned in on KSUT. Gilbert, what do you think about what you're hearing?
Oh, just what little I've heard. It sounds great. I love blues, rhythm blues and all that. They sound really good, and I hurry up and grab my phone and dial the numbers, and I hope I get a CD. They're great. My boys play. I play bass. My fingers aren't that great on treble, but I can do a little bit of that background, but nothing like these guys can do, I guess.
All right, Gilbert. Well, we hope you enjoy the music. And Rich, go ahead and start us off. You know, what is it about the blues that just kind of brings people together?
Well, I think it's the music generally because, I enjoy all types of music. Paul and I both do, but it seems like the blues really gets to you. It's the beat. I think it's the beat that is really close to our native beat, and it's just the feeling and the beauty of the notes that stick with you.
I love it. Love it, love it. And Paul, for you, you know, tell us a little bit about how Twice as Good came to be.
Oh, well, that's a story. So when I was young, my dad, one day he was listening to a CD. I think my Uncle Leroy had bought over a CD, and so he put it in the music player, and it was some B.B. King. And I heard those first guitar notes that B.B. King plays, and I was only maybe about 13 and a half, and I heard that, and I said, wow, that sounds cool. And so my dad knew all about it, so he was telling me and showing me all the blues music. And then he had this old beat-up guitar that he had just gotten. He was kind of playing, so I asked him if he would show me. And ever since then, that was it. I mean, I began playing the guitar, and he was teaching me. And he bought me my first guitar when I was 14 on Christmas Eve, December 24th in 1998. And I don't think I put it down since then. And so just me and him been playing together forever.
And we're glad you are. You guys are definitely bringing some great sound to our hour. Let's go ahead and hear more from Native America. People want to know more about your story. And again, you can also send us a tweet if there's just some comment you want to make. Let's go ahead and bring in David, who is in Hoopa, California. He's tuned in on KIDE. David, what would you like to tell the band?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing good.
I just want to say, ho, 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 hey. Anyway, you know what that is, right?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Grandfather.
Yeah. I'm just very proud of you guys being from Northern California, and I am too. And, just that you're playing really good music, and I was raised with the blues at home, thanks to my older brothers. You know, and so you guys are just doing good.
David, thank you for your call there in Hoopa. We know you're going to enjoy that CD. Again, it is our October Music Maker. We're on the line with Twice as Good. You can call in, talk to them, got a question for them. Give us a call, 1-800-99-NATIVE. Let's go to Dallin, who's in Kamiai, Idaho, tuned in on KIYE. Dallin, what would you like to share?
Yeah, I'd just like to say that was really good music that you played there by Twice as Good. And it was just
the blues is just something that just, I don't know, people think blues, but, you know, blues really brings people up. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, just the music that brings people up, makes people feel good, and makes you want to dance, you know what I mean?
Yeah, makes you want to dance. Everybody here was dancing. All right, Dallin, thank you for your call there in Kami-I. Let's bring in another caller. We got Dee Dee in Fort Berthold, North Dakota, tuned in on KMHA. And Dee Dee, how are the blues hitting you this morning?
Holy smokes. Hi, Rich. Hi, Paul. Sometimes I don't know about twice as good. You guys are thrice as good. Yeah, sometimes it's those old beat-up instruments that'll take a hold on you if you really like music. We come from an inclinated family, and I love your guys' tunes. Yeah, just keep going, and you're doing really, really well, and I appreciate the call.
All right, Dee Dee, thanks for your call there in Fort Berthold. Let's go ahead and go to Joan in Sisseton, South Dakota. She's tuned in on KXSW. Joan, what would you like to tell the fellas?
I love that music, and I think they're really good. I've never heard them before, but I'm so glad I caught them this time. So I hope that they go on and appear everywhere.
All right, Joan, thank you for your call. Gentlemen, do you want to share this music with the world?
Yeah, you bet you. As a matter of fact, that lady that just called, we're going to make it a point to get out to her part of the country. You know, we haven't been out there yet, but definitely we want to go out there and share it live with the wonderful people from her area.
And what does it mean to you to be on stage and just see people, you know, getting down? Rich?
Just like the gentleman before said, what really amazes me is when we're out playing, I always tell Paul how the people will get up and dance and really feel it when he plays his leads and stuff. So that's the thing that I get out of. That's the enjoyment I see, is that the people really feel it and enjoy it.
And Rich, Paul told us a little bit about how Twice as Good got started, but the roots of music, they go back further in your family. Anything else you want to share about how far back the lineage of this kind of music goes for you and Paul?
Yeah, well, I'll go ahead and start, and then Paul could probably pick it up from there. But I grew up on a reservation up here, and just like a lot of the other Indians, you know, we didn't have any electricity or anything like that. So we used to, you know, every once in a while there'd be an acoustic guitar around, and my mom and my uncle, his name was Hank Gonzalez, they used to play it, and I would watch them and hear it, and they would have blues and honky-tonk in their sounds. My mom enjoyed country music, and I watched them, listened to them, and then I would ask them once in a while to show me something. And so my mom was the first one that taught me to, you know, play a few chords. And then I just kind of took it from there, like Paul said. Once I picked up the guitar, I couldn't put it down. So, Paul, you want to fill in some of the blanks?
Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, so just like Dad said, you know, through great Uncle Hank and then through Grandma, taught my dad, and then Dad taught me, and so we keep it going. It's been a real special music, and actually later on, after we got our band going, we did get a chance to perform with Uncle Hank as well, too, on stage. We'd get together and do some shows, so that was a real honor to bring it around full circle.
So the roots are pretty deep. And, you know, are you relating to their story? Does the blues run in your family? What about just music in general? Today is our October Music Maker. It's our monthly celebration of Native music, coming all kinds of different styles. This month, we're focusing in on the blues with Twice as Nice. They're here with us on the line. You can call them, talk to them, tell them what you think. Call us at 1-800-99-NATIVE. Let's go back to the phone lines. They are still ringing. We're going to go ahead and bring in Ishi in Pine Ridge, South Dakota, tuned in on Keeley Radio. Welcome to the hour.
Hello.
Hello.
yes, I'm actually on the Southern Pine Ridge in Nebraska.
Ah, okay. The other part of the res. And, you know, what do you think about the music?
No, but it's part of the ancient land.
Good stuff. And what do you think about what you're hearing today?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's really great. I'm a musician myself, and I play trumpet, I've played jazz, and I've played in orchestra and all kinds of music, and I love the blues, and they're great.
All right. Well, thanks for your call. And Paul, can you tell us a little bit more about the album? It's titled That's All I Need. There's also a track that's on it that has the same name. Tell us a little bit more.
Yes, that's right. That's All I Need. This is our latest studio album. My dad and I had been just collecting a few songs we had written and a few ideas about some songs we wanted to arrange over the past year and a half. And it just came all together when I found this one song called That's All I Need. It was originally written by a blues artist from Chicago named Magic Sam, Sam McGett. And he was a mentor of one of our other favorite musical artists, Magic Slim, the great Magic Slim, who passed not too recently, who definitely was a big influence on our sound and style as well. So Magic Sam had written this song, That's All I Need, kind of more of a little bit of a soul-tinted song. It was a shuffle, and he released it on an album called West Side Soul, describing Chicago's West Side. And it was a cool song. It had a bounce to it in the shuffle, but I said, you know, I had this thought. I said, what if, instead of doing it that way, what if Magic Sam had gone over to Motown Records and recorded it with that real Detroit smooth soul sound? And so in thinking that, I said, wait a minute, and I kind of rearranged it a different way with different bass lines and some new chords. And I think it came out really popping. It's a real smooth dance thing. The audience typically responds to it quickly. And, it gave me a chance to really put more into my singing with some of those shouts in there. And the song, That's All I Need, what all he needs to love. That's all anybody needs. And so I thought that was a fitting title for the album as well, to tell everybody, hey, that's all we need is some love.
That's all I need. That's all I need. I got a brand new home. I got a brand new car. I drive to you, baby, wherever you are. So just give me your love. All I need, that's all I need. I got the money, yeah, and you got the time. You can have it all, babe. Yes, you can, if you be mine. So just give me.
And you are hearing Twice as Good. This is the song, That's All I Need. It's the title cut. It's our October Music Maker. They're here with us, and our phone lines are open. We want you to share your thoughts about what you're hearing. Call us right now, 1-800-99-NATIVE. And as we just heard from Paul, there's a lot of history with this song. And if you're relating to it, tell us about it too. Let's go ahead and hear some more here on Native America Calling.
That's all I need. That's all I need.
And this is That's All I Need by Twice as Good. And we want to hear what more people think about it. Let's go to the phone lines. We have Susan in Cordova, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM. Susan, what do you think?
I just think you guys are awesome, and I would love to know if you guys are going to be touring and when that's going to take place. It's something that I would really enjoy going to see, and you guys just, your music just touches the soul and just makes you want to, you know, it just brightens you up.
All right, Susan, thank you for your call. And Paul, where do people find out where you're going to be next?
Well, you can go to our website, twiceasgood.org, which has all our upcoming concerts. And as well, we post a lot of events on Facebook. If you'd like to be there, facebook.com/twiceasgood2xg. So we're always working on some dates. And in prior years, we've appeared at the Gathering of Nations powwow in New Mexico on stage 49. And we've done some other events down there on the Navajo Reservation. So hopefully we'll be coming back this summer. Keep an eye out for us.
Susan, thank you for your call. Again, you can join us, 1-800-99-NATIVE. And Rich, what does it mean to you to constantly be getting invitations from people? They want you to come out and play in their area.
Oh, just, excuse me, just makes you feel good because you know that you're going to be bringing them some real good music that's going to make them feel good. And I'm a little older, and so I like meeting people. And all ages, and it feels wonderful when we can get out there and meet our people, like in New Mexico, and I want to go to South Dakota and things like that. So I just really love going out and meeting people and playing music for them.
All right. And Paul, for you, we got a couple of seconds before we go to break. You know, what's the best thing about meeting new people?
Getting together and enjoying a good meal.
All right. So now you got to feed these guys, too, if you're inviting them to your area. Well, we're going to go ahead and pause for a moment, going to break here. But if you like what you're hearing, you can talk directly with the musicians that are making the sound. The name of the band is Twice as Good. This is Native America Calling. And each month we take a look at music from one tribal nation and we share it with you. And our first 10 callers to make it on air today will receive a copy of the music courtesy of the band. And it looks like we got 3 more CDs left. So if you want to connect with us and the CD, call us right now, 1-800-99-NATIVE. And if you just want to say hello to the fellas and tell them what you think about their music, you can do that too, 1-800-99-NATIVE. And we're going to go to break here to tell you what is coming up tomorrow. So stay tuned. But again, phone lines will remain open. On the next Native America Calling, we'll talk about what it means to leave an abusive relationship. What does it take to be able to terminate a violent one? What type of support is needed for Native women and men who are ready to walk away? Join us as we talk about stepping out of an abusive relationship.
Built by Native Business for Native Business, the Native American Contractors Association B2B Conference and Expo, November 10th to 12th. Participants engage in discussion, build contacts, get federal contracting training, and business development. Registration at nativecontractors.org.
Ilisagavik College, based in Barrow, is Alaska's only tribal college offering its students a quality, accredited education in a variety of academic and vocational fields. Learn more at elisagovic.edu or 1-800-478-7337, extension 1772.
The Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce's Convention and Tourism Department welcomes to Albuquerque the 5th Annual National Tribal Geographic Information Support Conference on November 3rd. Information on services and the conference at ahcnm.org.
Sacred Wind Communications education nonprofit, Sacred Wind Community Connect, is a proud sponsor of this program. Sacred Wind provides high school and college scholarships and internet training to areas of the Navajo Nation and Pueblo of Laguna in New Mexico, where the parent company provides voice and broadband services. Sacred Wind believes that broadband technologies can reinforce Native cultures and offer other opportunities for self-determination. For more information, log on to sacredwindcommunications.com.
Welcome back to Native America Calling. I'm your host, Tara Gatewood from Isleta Pueblo. And later this hour, we're going to get a live update from Alaska. Educators were in Anchorage last week for the National Indian Education Association, or NIEA, conference. And the generations, they came together to discuss and also share concerns at the annual Elders and Youth Conference. Antonia Gonzalez from National Native News will bring us voices and highlights from those events. So you're getting a lot today here on Native America Calling. And we also want to know, are you enjoying the music that's streaming out of Studio 49 today? Well, there's more ahead with our October Music Makers, Twice as Good. And as we jump into the second half of today's show, I'd like to remind you, you can qualify to receive one of Rich and Paul's CDs. That's All I Need. All you have to do is be one of the first 10 callers to make it on air with your comment or question. And their compliments of the band. Join us right now by calling 1-800-99-NATIVE. Let's go ahead and bring in a caller. On the line, we have Linda in Rapid City, South Dakota, tuned in on KILI. Linda, what would you like to share?
Well, I would just like to say that I'm not really a jazz person. Never really listened to it, but listening to their song, it really sounds good. And I like it because it's easy to listen to, and it sounds like it's music that's easy to dance to. The music nowadays, you can't even dance to it, or you can't understand what they're saying. So I'm looking forward to them coming to South Dakota, and I will definitely be in the audience, probably one of the main ones dancing on the floor because I like dancing.
All right, Linda. Well, you know what? There is no wrong when you're dancing the blues. Thanks for your call. Let's bring in another on the line with us today. We have Al in Zuni, New Mexico, tuned in on KSHI. Al, what would you like to share?
Wow, you guys are smoking hot. That's unbelievable. Well, I just want to ask you if you guys play any cover tunes like the late Stevie Ray Vaughan and all those great blues musicians, or is it all original on stage? And if you guys are coming my way, I sure will make an effort to go see you, because Indigenous was the first Native blues band I've seen. So that's just it, and you guys keep it up. It's great. It's awesome.
All right, Al, thank you for your call there in Zuni. And I want to go ahead and bring back the gentlemen in California today, are Rich and Paul Stewart. They are Twice as Good, and they come to us from the Pomo Nation. I want to welcome both of them back. And Paul, any words from the callers that we just heard from?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you, Linda, right on out in South Dakota, and Al down in New Mexico. Yes, we do, definitely. Stevie Ray Vaughan, you know, was a major musical influence on the blues when he came out, and no doubt you see him in Indian country, too. I think that's something very common. Whenever you meet a guitar player, every guitar player knows about Stevie, especially our Native people. And that was something, too. I studied a lot of his music when I was younger. I appreciate all the things he does. He had just a real powerful style. So occasionally we do incorporate some of his songs live. So maybe if you catch us coming around, I'll toss one out for you.
Ooh, all right. Got to get, good aim there. All right, let's go ahead and bring in another caller. We have Ribo in Bethel, Alaska, tuned in on KYUK. Ribo, what would you like to share?
I just wanted to share a question, just kind of wondering about how they find their voice in blues, and not so much in the vocal side of things, but in the musical side of things. I know Al asked about SRV, Stevie Ray, and is it more for you guys of finding your own voice, or kind of playing a continuous homage to some of the blues greats, you know, Muddy Waters, Hooker, Buddy Guy, those guys? And if not, how do you find your own voice musically?
All right, Reibel, thank you for that. Paul, help us with that.
Hey, Reibel, that's a great question. You know, the way I'd say it is everybody is an individual in this world, and certainly we can credit, you know, our own style and opinions and interests on the people who influence us. I mean, the great example, my hero, he's my right-hand man, my dad, he's right there. If you know my dad, you know me. But at the same time, I have my own kind of individual characteristics, and that's the same for music. We listen to our heroes, and certainly we appreciate all that. You know, John Lee Hooker, the Boogie King, and the King of the Blues, B.B., and we put a lot of that into our music. But at the same time, there's sort of something original, something unique that my dad and I like to say about our music. When Dad plays his rhythm, you know, they say he's got a right arm made of steel because he strums the heck out of it, and it's a driving rhythm. And when I pick my leads and stuff, there's just a few certain sweet notes that I want to get in there. And when I sing, sometimes I like to sing it my way just a little bit more. But without a doubt, though, I could still present some pretty good originals in their original format as they are, because I study well. If you want to honor your elders, you got to study.
All right. And Rich, anything you want to add?
Yeah, like Paul said, that was a great question. I think I can sum that one up by saying that, excuse me, early on, when Paul was learning, he had kind of mastered everyone's style, and we were playing everyone's style, like we were playing Stevie Ray and all of the artists out there. We were kind of imitating them because we haven't developed our own style yet. And then one day Paul came to me and said, Dad, he said, you know, I'd like to develop my own style and our have our own identity and our own character. And he said, instead of being a Stevie Ray copycat or Muddy Waters copycat, I'd like us to have our own style. So from that point on, I said, you know, Paul, that's a great idea. And he's taken the lead on that. And he's created our own style. I just back him up and let him go for it.
And it's great. I'm just going to keep saying that because I think everybody is agreeing with that, especially, you know, after hearing the music and how it's connecting all of our stations today. It's some good celebrating today here on the program. I got another caller who wants to talk to you, gentlemen. We are going to go ahead and bring in Ron in Albuquerque, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM. Ron, what would you like to share?
Oh, thanks for taking my call. This is Ron. I'm also known as Ronnie B. I'm one of the local DJs here in Albuquerque. And Rick and Paul, gentlemen, I'm glad to hear you on because it's been many a year that I've talked to you. You were here in Albuquerque a few years back. This is not the last CD that you guys produced. I also have the Live at Pollock Casino, if that's all right with you. And the other CD, I thought was you couldn't beat this one, was Back to Clear Lake Oaks. Oh, my gosh, you guys, it's fantastic. And, you know, the thing is, I've been playing your music on air, and the thing about it, I've been having one heck of a time convincing people you guys are Native Americans. It's just so awesome. And talking about style, yes, you do have your own unique style. It doesn't follow anybody else. I don't know how to actually say blues, rockabilly, whatever. It just goes, and you guys are fantastic. And I just got to say, you know, it's great. And just continue on. Oh, my goodness. And unfortunately, last year at Stage 49, due to inclement weather, you weren't able to make stage. But I'll tell you what, I just feel so pleased and blessed to be able to talk to you guys and give you the support that you definitely need. And let me tell you, your music is going on air.
All right, Ron, a true fan. Great to hear from you. And we like when people, you know, are going to share this music with others. Sometimes they call in and say, I'm going to give this as a gift or a holiday treat. And it's also nice to hear from DJs too, you know, just letting us know this will go even further when they spin it in the mix. Ron, thanks for your call. And if there's something you really like about Twice as Good, send us an email, comments@nativeamericacalling.com. www.blueslinkradio.com. Let's bring in another caller. We have Diane in Spokane, Washington, tuned in on KSFC. Diane, what do you think?
Hi, thank you for having me on the air. I love your show. And I tuned in and heard these guys, and I thought, oh, my God, this is real music. This is like it used to be a long time ago. It's not all tweaked on the computer and everything. It's joyful. It's real blues, and like I like Freddie King a lot, but it's got more joy in it than that. And I kept thinking of Guitar Shorty, who I happen to know, and his voice, his actual voice. You guys are so good. It's when you sing, you don't have to sing a song. You can speak, and it's still music, like Don Cornelius used to do. So I just really appreciate the authentic feel of your music. It's so full. It has an exuberance to it. And I just hear a lot of influences here and there woven in, but you do be doing your own thing. You know, it's like making a stew or something, or some soup. You put in your own ingredients, and it's fabulous.
All right, Diane, thank you for your call there in Spokane. Let's hear from another caller. We have Renee in Fort Berthold, North Dakota, tuned in on KMHA. Renee, what would you like to share?
Hi, I would just like to say something nice and short. Hi, Uncle. This is me, Renee Brown.
Wow.
Hey, Renee. How are you doing?
Hi, Uncle. Hi, Polly.
Hello.
Family.
I'm so happy to hear that you guys are on the radio out here.
Yeah, right on. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to call and say I'm so proud of both of you guys.
Right on. Thank you so much. It's good to hear from
you, too.
All right,
Renee. Love you guys.
All right. And, you know, now it's a party. When a family member shows up, then you can really let down your hair most of the time. Gentlemen, you know, what would you like people to know, you know, about the music or maybe even the love you put into the music? Paul, let's start with you.
You know, I can't help but music. Definitely, I put the love into the music because music puts love into me. I get a song going and, you know, just a few first three or four beats. I feel it. I can't help but like it. The rhythm overtakes you, and the sounds, all the sonic sound waves, they vibrate you and they move you. And before you know it, it overtakes me. So I jump into the song and I feel it and move around with it. And I love it. It's great to present music, works of art, and especially some of our own. That's even more of an honor.
And for you, Rich?
Well, I think Paul kind of summed it up pretty good there. I'd just like to add that the way the people are talking and feeling today, that's what makes me go on. So that encourages me to continue and to get better as I go.
That's great to hear, Rich. And, you know, when it comes to this album, and we heard it from our caller, Ron, that, you know, you've had several albums out, brings a lot of energy. This one is also special, the music that you brought forward. I'm really hearing the story of knowing the blues music and reflecting on some of the people that we've all come to love over the years. And Paul, anything special you want to share with us about, you know, what this particular album says about you and your father?
This is me and Dad. Like a lot of people say, you know, we're blues artists, but we bring a lot of joy to the music. The album itself it goes through a myriad of styles. We have a lot of different things on there besides just straight ahead traditional blues, but it also presents even a little bit of a touch of gospel, and that's, you know, just something to shout out and to sing to our Creator, and there's all the energy and everything that He gives us for putting the life force in us, for which that we cast back out through our song. And that's something that's in me and Dad. Although we may be singing blues songs, you know, we're not here to give nobody the blues. We want to pick you up. And after, you know, singing out or shouting out, whatever you got deep down, you can let it out. You feel better afterward. And then you can go on and do your thing and be a champion in life.
And, you know, we've sampled a couple of tracks here on the album. Rich, are there any more tracks that you really want to make sure people, you know, if you're going to listen to something first, you can listen to this track? Anything like that, Rich?
Oh, I don't know. I just kind of favor that Back to Clear Lake Oaks, our hometown. Yeah, we've been away from our reservation, and when we made that, we wanted to, it was just a symbol of us returning, you know, back to Clear Lake Oaks, our home.
Good stuff. And gentlemen, we know you're going to continue to keep making this music. Any final words you want to share with us today? We often have a lot of musicians in the audience. Any final words you want to leave us with? Let's start with you, Paul.
Hey, yeah, all you musicians out there, keep on jamming. It's an honor to play for you, and maybe sometime you can be on stage with us. We'll keep sharing the music, and let's show the world that the natives, we got the rhythm.
And y'all got the blues. I had to do that. Sorry about that. Rich, anything you want to leave us with?
Yeah, that lady that called in said that we make her dance. Well, we're going to keep doing that. Keep dancing.
All right. Well, we're going to let them dance. We're going to go ahead and give them some more of your music. This is Never Let You Go by Twice As Good. It has been our pleasure chatting with both Paul and Rich. Here's the music, folks.
Such a good thing. Please don't ever let it go. 'Cause a love of yours is my guiding light. What I'd do without it, I don't know. You're so nice, you're so sweet. Just a whole
Again, this track, Never Let You Go, comes to us from Twice As Nice. And we're going to go ahead and bring our October Music Maker with the two gentlemen to a close. It has been a great time. I want to thank both Paul and Rich Stewart for sharing their music with us today. Also, thanks to them for giving 10 CDs away to our listeners. And you can find both Rich and Paul on their website, twiceasgood.com. And we're going to end a little early today to get a report from Alaska on several conferences taking place in Anchorage this week. And we have Antonia Gonzalez on the line with us. She's the anchor of National Native News. And thanks for joining us today, Antonia.
Good morning, Native America. It's great to be here.
And Antonia, thank you for taking us to Anchorage along with you today. And first, I'd like to hear, you know, what you heard from attendees at the National Indian Education Association Conference. That's the one that wrapped up over the weekend. You know, what was the focus of the 2014 conference?
Tara, there were Indian educators from across the country that traveled up here to Alaska to discuss some issues facing Indian education, the state of Indian education. A lot of workshops were taking place. The theme a lot of people were talking about is investing in the youth now, and by doing that through education. There was a lot of focus on language and culture and having, you know, a curriculum be relevant for our Native students across the country, regardless if they were on a reservation school or in public schools. And they heard from a lot of different speakers, and this year one of the keynote speakers was a group, a family, three generations of women who were from Hawaii, and they talked about the importance of language.
Every subject is taught in Hawaiian except for English, and English isn't introduced until fifth grade. So Hawaiian is really the primary language in our school. Everyone on campus speaks Hawaiian, from the teachers, the principal, the office employees, the ground maintenance people, they all speak Hawaiian. So our students and my daughter, they're surrounded by people that speak Hawaiian. So everyone is a role model for her.
And a lot of the attendees I spoke to were focusing on the federal government and the trust responsibility to provide services and treaty obligations to Native students for the education purposes. There were also three sitting U.S. senators who spoke to attendees, and NIEA welcomed in its new president this year. And next year's conference is going to be taking place in Portland.
And we also want to extend our congrats to Mr. Monet. And Antonia, I hear education was also a key issue at the Elders and Youth Conference in Anchorage. That conference, it takes place every year. What are some of the main concerns for Alaska Native communities right now, especially when it comes to education?
Yep, the Elders and Youth Conference is wrapping up today in just a couple hours, and their elders and youth from different communities across the state were gathered for 2.5 days, and they were focusing on learning from one another. And also, education is a huge part of it, not only in schools, but also learning from your elders, language, culture, just everyday advice. And here at the Elders and Youth Conference, there was also, you know, they hear from local, state, and federal officials. And there was a White House listening session that took place on Tuesday afternoon where a lot of people got up and shared their concerns.
I think there are things that school districts in Alaska can do to help children be more successful. There are things that maybe they don't realize that happen, setting school calendars that maybe put Native students, students who subsist at a disadvantage. If the school calendar, you know, for starting school too early, some students aren't back from moose hunting. In our community, that's the case. We're starting before Labor Day now. So a lot of students miss the first week.
And there's a lot going on right now in Alaska among people who want to learn and practice their native languages. Antonia, what are some of the language highlights from Elders and Youth this week?
Well, this week, the youth keynote address was given by Devlin Anderstrom, and he impressed people in his address because he gave it entirely in Tlingit, and then he spoke in English, and he talked about the importance of speaking native languages with your elders and putting in all the hard work to maintain traditions and practice speaking your native tongue.
All we have to do is we have to commit and we have to work together. Gai Dinak, stand up. Fight for it. Hayuk atanki. Hakustiyi, our language, our way of life. Really fight for it.
And it was really inspiring to hear that. A lot of the attendees, you know, they stood up and gave him applause. And a lot of people after his speech were just saying how inspired they were. Not only, you know, the adults, but also young people. And coming to this conference for several years, I think this is the first time I've heard a youth give an address like that entirely in their native language. Language, culture is a huge part of the Elders and Youth Conference, and attendees are encouraged to use their language and express their culture every way they can. A lot of the sessions focused on language revitalization. You know, teens are asked to talk to their elders and ask them questions. There are also different language circles that people get into. And every way, they're encouraged to use their languages throughout the entire conference.
And conferences are often a great way for people, you know, to get a taste of the culture. Antonia, tell us some of the expressions of also arts and culture at Elders and Youth Conference.
That's for sure. There's a lot of wonderful art, a lot of wonderful artists. On the first floor of the convention center, there's an arts and ops, and inside that convention center on the first floor, there were different demonstrations being done by artists. For example, one was showing attendees how to weave in traditional art forms of weaving. There was also another artist who was demonstrating carving and how, you know, traditional boats are carved, also how different, objects are carved from wood, and then there was a beading demonstration, and the youth and elders, they could also take part in beading tables that were set aside. There was also some really cool contemporary clothing that was made from seal skin and fish skin for people to see. And, of course, there's a lot of artists who come and they sell different things they make throughout the year, whether it's skin sewing with a hat or gloves to different beading. So there's a variety of different arts that take place. But then also, not only at this conference and the other conference at NIEA, there are cultural dance performances. And each morning at Elders and Youth, and in the afternoons, the attendees are treated to a dance group.
And Antonia, you know, you've really painted a visual for me about, you know, what people are seeing there. And I know, you know, we often hear that culture is the key to learning more about our communities. And that definitely bridges us to what you're switching gears to starting next week. You're going to be covering the Alaska Federation of Natives and their annual convention. And Antonia, we've got a couple of moments before we wrap up today's show. Any highlights you want to tell Native Americans about?
Well, the Alaska Federation of Natives annual convention is a huge gathering. Thousands of people come into town from rural and urban areas across Alaska, and every year subsistence is a huge issue. People continue to fight for their traditional ways of life, and this afternoon they're going to have a hunt, fish, share rally here where people are going to be demonstrating and rallying in support for their rights to hunt and fish and gather. So subsistence is always a huge issue. Energy, the high cost of energy. People often have to choose between paying their heating bills to, you know, buying food, or even when they go out hunting to have to pay a high price for gasoline. So those are some of the big issues that are going to be addressed here at the AFN convention. Attendees are also going to hear from a variety of officials, local.
And there's a lot going on. AFN, there is always, you know, a lot of people who come together, and that's just a taste of it, folks. Antonia is going to continue her coverage with National Native News. You can connect with them, visit them on their website. They are also on Twitter, and you can get a view into what's happening at AFN this year. That's going to do it for today's show. I'm Tara Gatewood, your host, and we are inviting you back again tomorrow as we bring you more from our electronic talking circle. Visit us online at NativeAmericaCalling.com.
Native America Calling is produced in the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico, by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, a Native nonprofit media organization located in Anchorage, Alaska. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, the McCune Charitable Foundation, and the Ford Foundation. Music is provided by Brent Michael Davids. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.